Well, happy Thursday to you on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of the teaching at the Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we looked at the famous event, the Exodus, the crossing of the Red Sea. And we looked at three different elements. We looked at the crossing itself. We looked at the leader. One of the elements we talked about was the pillar of fire that the children of Israel followed. I don't know about you, but I've often thought, I don't know if I'd say it out loud, but I've often thought, man, God, if you would just give me a pillar of fire to follow, I would do whatever you wanted me to do. I mean, if the pillar takes me to, moves to Buffalo, I'll go to Buffalo, God, whatever you want. I kind of had this mentality growing up, and I don't know if I was actually taught this or if I just came to understand it, but that God kind of had, he kind of had a plan A will for me, right? He had what I think was taught as God's perfect will for my life. And the bad news was that if you made a bad decision on the plan A life, if it was a really bad decision, well, that kind of puts you on the plan B plan for a while. So if you make the wrong decision at the wrong time, it kind of felt like, you're going to end up with like the plan B spouse or the second string job forever until you made enough good decisions that maybe you get back on the plan A plan, or maybe you'd never get back on the plan A plan. But when you start to think about all of those variables, this doesn't really make sense. And so you start to step back and think about decision making and what does God want. So what we focused on is this reality that God is way more concerned about who I am than he is where I am. And I think that's one of the critical things about this crossing of the Red Sea event, is that it really brings up the question, or what are my expectations for God? God could have taken the children of Israel straight across the northern Sinai Peninsula to Israel. That would have been faster and it would have been easier, but he didn't do that. Instead, he sent them south through Sinai and he walked them around the wilderness for 40 years. And part of that is because of decisions and choices they made. But during the process, God didn't waste any of it. God turned them into the people that he really wanted for them to be, to become. And it was slower and it was more difficult. And I think in our lives, as we think about our expectations for God, we have to just remember that God is more concerned about our transformation than he is about our destination. And so a solid expectation for us is what I guess I would call difficult freedom. God wants us to be free, but almost everything and everyone at times is going to challenge your freedom, is going to turn you inward toward yourself and really tempt you, cause you, want you to make choices that are not God's best for your life. And so the reason that we can follow in those moments is because Jesus refused the easy route. Jesus, if he wanted to, he could have come as a king. He could have gone straight to a throne. He could have, in a sense, taken power and authority and ruled that way. But instead, he walked through his own desert. He went to the cross. He was not only just an example for us, but he was a substitute for us. And so today, as we follow God, not just based on a promise, but based on a covenant. I mean, they were going to literally the promised land. That's all they had was a promise. They'd never been there before, but we have a covenant. We can look backwards and see what Jesus has done for us. And we can follow him on the basis of that. The fact that he loves us first is that what? Well, so we're going to love him back. That's 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. And so today I would just encourage you, as you think about following and why you follow, just to ask yourself the question, what are your expectations for God, and lay those at his feet. So let's do that right now. Father, today we lay our expectations for our lives squarely in front of you. Lord, there are certain things that we want, certain things that we pray for, certain things that we ask for, but we surrender all of our plans to you. Lord, we don't think you're tricking us with your will. We don't think you're hiding it or making it difficult. You want us to know it as much as we want to know it. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll give us the patience today to wait, to work, to be faithful, to do the things that we see in your word that we know to do. And God, when the big decisions come, that God, we will trust you for the next step. Thank you so much for how you love us. Thank you for the example you gave us in the gospel. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, hey, before we jump off the DriveCast today, just to let you know, for the next 7 or 8 weeks, we're going to do something a little different on Fridays. On Fridays, Pastor Jeff, our administrative pastor at the Lewis Center campus, is going to be sharing with us in the Friday DriveCast just some things that God is teaching him in his devotional time. You know, the goal of the DriveCast is really not just to get the word out, but really to get the word in, that we would all spend time in God's word on a daily basis and read it in and then pray it back to him. And so, like I said, for the next few weeks on Fridays, I hope you enjoy the things that Pastor Jeff is sharing from his devotional life. Okay. Well, God bless you. Have a great day. Hope to see you back tomorrow on the DriveCast.